And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Evan, I think, first, and he's going to talk a little bit about where this beautiful airplane came from. Afterwards, we're going to have some questions, and then y'all can walk around the airplane. And when you take a look at this airplane, I'll tell you right now, I can't believe how perfect it is. I mean, every nut, every bolt. The guys out there at Chino did a just absolutely spectacular job, and you'll hear about that later. But with that, I'm going to turn it over to Evan, and we're going to be sitting down today, so we'll be a little more casual. But Evan, go ahead. Tell us a little bit about the airplane and where it came from, kind of.
You bet. All right. Well, first of all, I'm Evan Fagan with Fagan Fighters World War II Museum, and we're located about 310 nautical miles southwest of here in Granite Falls, Minnesota. Our family started the museum to honor the greatest generation, and we've been open since 2012. My grandpa was a World War II veteran. He was in the infantry, wasn't a pilot in the war, but he was a pilot after the war. Got his license on the GI Bill, soloed in a steerman, and flew the rest of his life up into his lower 90s. So we wanted to honor the greatest generation, guys like Don. And so we've been out there since 2012, and we've mainly had Air Corps airplanes, P-51. My dad and his crew have done P-40 restorations for a long time, and I kind of always was looking for some Navy stuff, and kind of quietly was looking for Hellcat for years, honestly, and got to a lot of dead ends and ended up going to, we were lucky enough to go to Bob Hoover's birthday party out in Los Angeles. I know Steve was there too, and the Fagan Fighters Restoration Group put the fiberglass P-51 up on a pole for his Bob Hoover's birthday, and while we were there, we killed some time. We went to Chino, went out to Steve's place, and went through Yanks and saw this Hellcat in Yanks Museum, and had the big shark mouth on it. And I was talking to Frank Wright, who is, I think, the manager of the museum there. And I said, hey, is that for sale? And he said, no, this is our flagship. This is on our business card. We're not going to sell this ever. And so I kept bugging Frank for about 2 years after that. And finally said, you know, don't even try. It's not going to happen. But the guy I got to talk to is my father-in-law, Charles. So he gave me his number, and I talked to Charles, and Charles was like, nope. I'll talk to you about warbirds, about airplanes, but not about the Hellcat. That's not leaving. And I'd call Charles probably every 2 months, and he'd be like, oh, you again? And I'd just say, yeah, you know, I'm just checking to see if the Hellcat, anything you'd let loose. And he's like, nope, never. But it's nice talking to you. And Charles and Frank were very nice to me about it, and finally, one day I was at work and I saw a California number. And usually, if I don't know the number, I don't pick up. But I picked up and it was Charles. He said, "If you want to buy it, you have to do it today." And I was like, "Really?" He goes, "Yes. So be quick." And I couldn't do it on my own, so I talked to my folks, and they thought it was a good idea too, because a Hellcat, I mean, you just don't see them. And so we got a purchase agreement. Charles wrote that up, and over the course of 2 years, he finally signed it, and that's serious. But during that time, I was looking for paint schemes before we really even had an airplane, and I was sitting in my living room one night on my phone looking at Hellcat paint schemes and came across this one. And if you look at Hellcats online, you see Minzy, which is the CAF Hellcat out in Camarillo, I think, right? And then Death and Destruction comes up. So I was looking at Death and Destruction. I thought, that's really cool. I can't believe no one's done that. And then saw an article about one of the guys who flew it, who was an ace from Adams, Nebraska. And my family has a construction company. That's what I do for a living. And we built a plant in Adams, and it's like 700 people, right? It's under 1,000.
Yeah.
And we're from a small town too, but I thought, man, that's neat. We've been there. We worked in that town. I didn't even realize that. And my wife, by the time I was done thinking that, said, well, here's his number. And about a minute later, I was talking to Don on the phone, and that started our friendship. We've been friends for probably 5 years. And I asked Don, I'm like, well, you know, we don't really have a Hellcat. I have money down on one, but I think we'll end up with it. And I said, it'd be an honor if we could restore this in your airplane's markings. And Don's, go ahead, great. And so Don and I became friends, and we talked probably at a minimum once a month. And I got to know Don, and then we were building another plant just north of where Don lives, and I'd come visit him. We'd go have lunch. We'd meet at the cafe in town, and we'd go to Don's house and visit. And I just really quickly respected this guy. Don is, so you guys know, Don's turned 99 on May 15th, right?
25th.
25th. Okay.
Thank you.
And Don still drives. Don is very tech savvy. He texts. He's online. I mean, he's got Facebook. He's more tech savvy than me. You can just ask my wife. But like when I'd go to Adams, I'd drive over and meet him, and we'd meet at the cafe. Then I'd drive behind him. He has a Ford Ranger, and I'd follow him. And in his hometown of Adams, Nebraska, Don was a longtime baseball coach. And the baseball field in Adams is named Don McPherson Field and has a picture of this airplane above it. And their Legion team is called the Adams Hellcats. So everybody in Adams, Nebraska respects this man. He's a legend in the town, and rightfully so, because he answered the call and went to war and put his life on hold. And, you know, Don was an ace. I don't think there's anybody here that can say that. I mean, he achieved great things and did this for everybody to keep, you know, our country free. And I'm just honored to have had the chance to get to know Don. Our goal, and Steve and I, during this process, we wanted to get the Hellcat to Don. And when I was talking to Charles, trying to get him to agree to sign the purchase agreement, I said, boy, I just want to get this airplane with Don. And so the day we got this airplane from Yanks, I met with Frank, who runs the museum there, and my dad and Kevin Eldridge, who's great friends with Steve and Steve's dad, Steve. They call him Steve-O. So Steve and Steve-O, but Kevin is with their museum. He flies Heritage Flight. He's a great guy. He's a very accomplished warbird pilot. But my dad and Kevin towed it from Yanks over to Steve's shop, and I stayed there with Frank getting all the logbooks and all the history from the plane. And then, and that was a couple days before Easter in like 2017, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. And we brought it over there. And when Steve's dad and Steve and I met, you know, we just said the goal is to get this airplane done, make it safe, reliable, and we want to get it to Don. You know, it was important that Don gets here and you know, reunites with his airplane. Of course, this isn't the exact airplane that Don flew. This was a, you know, this is a legit 1945 Hellcat. You know, it's last served as a drone. It's got a neat history of its own, but, you know, painted in his markings, we just really wanted to get this airplane to Beatrice, which is the airport closest to where Don lives, to reunite with him. And in March, I think it was March, we were able to do that. And I flew our Mustang down to Beatrice and got there a little bit before Steve. And the Legion riders, and I'm sure a lot of you know what that is, they were in full force. There was probably 25. Dan, his grandson, sitting right there, he was there too. And there was American flags flying and probably 250 people there. I couldn't believe it when I taxied up. And it was great because I had time to talk to Don and get out and watch Steve come in. And Steve did a beautiful pass and landed and brought the airplane up. And it was just, it was a great time. So we're able to reunite Don with the airplane, and it's just been a great experience. And then working with Steve during this, Steve, I'm sure all of you know Steve Hinton Jr. I mean, he's an aviation icon himself. So it's been a blessing getting to work with Steve and his dad. I mean, Hintons are great people. That's been a great experience in itself, and in getting to work with Don and the three of us getting to work together, it's just been great. And this was the ultimate goal, is to get here and to get Don in front of the airplane to talk to you guys, because we'll shut up soon, and then he can, you know, he's the real pilot of this airplane. These guys use these for the intended purpose, you know, of carrying out missions and destroying the enemy, and he was the one getting shot at. So this is the real live guy that we all want to hear. But it's just been an honor to have the experience with Don and Steve, and it's been a great experience. I'm very, you know, I feel very blessed to be here today.